Hello!
Hello!
Welcome again, once again. I can't believe you're still here. Why are these people still listening? It's amazing. To the Antics Podcast, Gav here.
Ash.
Daryl.
Kyle.
Johnny.
What? Hey. I mean, we said that last time for Daryl, but this is getting weirder.
Yeah.
It's almost like this is the actual Antics Podcast and not just something we made up.
Yes. Nothing true. Before this counts.
I know, yeah. Well Johnny
is back to one.
I know, yeah.
So, who are you, Johnny? What do you do? Where do you come from?
Where do you go?
It's like Silver Black.
Johnny, of an undetermined age, currently seeking employment. So,
if there's any employers out there, Johnny has a good work ethic.
If there's any employers
out there. They all listen to this, don't they?
There you go.
I would gauge my employees on podcasts.
Yeah. Right. Good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else?
This is it. Good night.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that before the podcast started recording, we had loads of material, and now I've killed it by starting the podcast recording.
No, you won't. I'll tell you what, Gav, we had a very successful meeting.
Yes, we did.
I feel we went through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot coming up.
Ups and downs.
Up? Ups and downs, left and right.
Aye.
It's like the glass elevator of the Antics.
It's very poetic.
Yes.
But this is what you get with me in a podcast, you see. I'm going to just drop in some Shakespeare at about 14-minute mark.
You're raising the brow.
Yeah.
Is that a phrase?
It is now.
I'm sure. Now.
Okay. Raising the bar.
We want that hashtagging since Facebook's down.
Hashtag. Facebook is down.
Oh.
Whoa. What are we going to do with our lives?
Presumably when they listen to this, Facebook won't be down.
You never know.
But right now it is down.
No, this could be the end. This could be the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Of Facebook.
Of social media.
Four horses of the apocalypse. It's just like Zuckerberg. Gates.
Yes.
What's the point? How is everyone going to tell everyone that they're so outraged?
Twitter.
Yeah. Tumblr.
They are raking it.
What if Facebook and Twitter were down simultaneously?
Oh my God! The time continuum would just take... No!
How would Ashley tweet about the Goldbergs?
Exactly! Exactly! How would I keep in contact with the four make-believe friends I have?
Well, who are these four?
Bebo.
We had to resort to the old-fashioned ways.
That doesn't exist anymore.
I didn't know what it was anyways.
Pixo.
What's that?
Remember Pixo?
Didn't you remember Pixo?
There we go. True Northern lad.
We had... My brother had a Pixo site and he got hacked by a Chinese person and they put love hearts and sprinkles all over it.
Was it your brother coming out?
What kind of hacker does that?
Probably some 12-year-old kid in Shenzhen.
This looks really pretty.
I don't know what you're doing there, Kyle.
No, good. It was all right.
Good.
It was all right.
It was
a good hacking.
It was quality.
Oh, not Pixo, just a hack.
No, Pixo was shy.
Wasn't MySpace going to come back?
They are
soon?
Back.
It is back.
Justin Timberlake bought them.
I need to set my song.
Your account is still there, by the way, everyone. If you're listening,
really?
Your MySpace account is still there, and I have been looking at it.
Who was in your top friends?
I can name them right now. It changed depending on people's moods. So if someone pissed me off, I'd drop them a few.
Right.
Oh, so politics.
Knocking down a few ranks.
Connor Gibbons would have been there. Leanne Richards. Kieran Sweeney. Pete Berry.
Okay, right. I don't know why I asked this.
I don't know.
Which one was your crush?
Number three.
Kieran Sweeney.
It'd be number two, wouldn't it? Who was number two?
I don't know.
You just listed it.
I couldn't remember which order.
You just made these names up, didn't you?
No, they are actual people.
I just don't know them.
I might not speak to them much anymore. I don't know why I listed those.
But if you're listening, I can tell you what, don't put your girlfriend as anything but number one. It doesn't end well.
Right. Well, I was going to say,
if
it's your girlfriend, they go number one. If it's your crush, they go number two, surely, because then it's like less obvious, but still there.
Kind of desperate.
I think you'd notice. You know, if I was Johnny's missus, and I'm not, I would look at MySpace and go, Johnny... Why is Gav your number two?
Oh, okay. No,
if Gav was a girl.
So let's say they brought back top friends. Let's say it was on Facebook, for example. Johnny, who would be your top five, let's say?
Well, of course, it would be Amy.
Right.
Kyle.
Right.
Daryl. Ashley.
Brilliant. In that order. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Okay, Johnny, I didn't know you had a crush on me.
Wow.
Did anyone have in their phones, did anyone put stars next to their names and on their phone to rate how much you liked them.
No.
What?
No, I didn't. But I did on MSN, which is also closing shortly, isn't it?
Yes.
MSN
well,
Messenger is gone.
It's been closed for a while now, but it's. I think China have had it for a little bit longer.
I loved MSN. I'm pretty sure I saw my first set of boobs on MSN.
As an emoticon, or
yeah, I mean, it was pretty ugly, but you know,
right?
And he was pretty ugly.
It's his dad,
right?
Easy now. You're moving down to number three. And you always was quite cool. If you was listening to a good band, you'd link it up to Windows Media Player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's bringing out all
and
the
And it showed
times.
It in your status.
You know, lost profits right there.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe I was used to listen to really not very popular music. I still do
you
listen
still?
To
yeah.
I still do listen to
Elvis
music.
Costello.
There's nothing wrong with Elvis Costello. There's nothing wrong. Right, you're all out of my top five. You can balls. But you should like... turn it off when a bad song came on. Like, Spice Girls on the air. Turn that on. You know.
Yeah. Daryl's top five would be tractors, combine harvesters, fields, gates, and grass.
Mm. See, that is racist.
Right.
Just because I'm from the countryside.
Right.
You know, Tara's always saying, Rush, hey, we've got 8 meg internet where we are.
That's better than what we've got here, to be fair.
I'll tell you, when one of my mates got 512 broadband, it was the dog's bollocks.
Right, yeah.
I went round his house and his mum was using his phone at the same time as we were on MSN.
When was that, 2013?
It probably was, actually.
Yeah. Yeah,
let me tell you, on MSN, did any of you know, when you say bye to somebody, did you wait till they said bye back?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sit there. I'd wait for 20 minutes, even though bye. Just bye.
Yeah.
Somebody is typing. It turns out they've signed out. And you used to sign in several times if you wanted someone to notice you, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Well, also, they used to keep log files of all your past conversations as text files in a folder.
Yeah.
You can go back and read.
Oh, yeah. They were buzzing.
It's a bit stalky, actually.
I think I still have some of those.
Oh,
you know?
Great.
Yeah. Did you ever have that kind of like a really horrible, shitty name? As you know, like you look on like, the main page, see who's online. Mine was terrible.
What do you mean?
You know, that
like,
you could like
sign
it's kind of like a status, not a Facebook status.
Right.
But it would be like something that resembles who you were.
Okay.
So maybe you would be like, DJ Gav Richards.
Right.
But yeah, do you know what mine was?
Yeah.
Those who defy the Spartan shall feel the wrath of its blade.
What? So it didn't even say Kylan.
No. I was about 14 and I really liked Halo.
Mine was usually a depressing song lyric about the girl who didn't love me at the
time. Textbook as well.
Right.
Daryl? But she was on my MSN.
No idea. I can't remember that far back.
Really?
I would love to tell you if I can remember.
Yeah, you were using the Telegram at the time.
Probably was, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Morse code.
Yeah,
why does nobody know me?
I had to ring a bloke up at Bletchley Park and ask him to put it on for me. Yes, Jenkins. Let's put the status update on. Yes. Just 3 stars next to that lady. Yes. I don't like her that much, thanks.
When you picked up the phone, did you have to ask to be connected to people?
Now, to be right, that is a good point.
Right.
Because I think, right, we have gone backwards in technology. Right? Before, you could pick up the phone, nice lady, or gentleman even,
right.
could speak to you, ask where you want to go, and they put you through. Now you've got to get numbers right, you've got to type it in, you've got to find the number, fiddle about.
What year did you...
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
No, me neither, but still, there's a point.
But you would like it to be like that.
I'd still like to pick up the phone, speak to an operator, and put me through.
Wow, yeah, but what if they were...
jobs that would create.
We have one of those at work, switchboard. It's great.
See what I mean?
Press 0, switchboard. Yep. And you'll say, can you put me through to so-and-so? And I go, yeah, sure.
Right, but surely you'd end up with the scenario where you'd pick up the phone to be put on hold immediately before you've even made a call to anyone.
Just employ more people.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Your bills will go
problem
up.
Problem solved.
Do you mind?
Yeah. Oh, I did that today twice to ring international students. It was great.
Cool.
That was it.
Couldn't you just dial the number?
I tried it, but it turns out I'm not very good with phones or international numbers.
Or numbers 1 to 9 and 0.
Okay, have we got anything else?
Why do it myself when there's a middle-aged lady?
Daryl, you're not Daryl, you're Johnny.
I am, but
hello.
I can't tell
that. No, yeah. You look like you're about to bring something to the table.
It's not 14 minutes yet, Gav, so...
Really? You're waiting till the last minute to tell us something?
Wow.
Must be good.
Be
suspense.
We've got some of this stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
For all your web cameras.
So, I don't know if you want to do a jingle for it.
Sure, what's this?
It's we'll do a jingle, any jingle.
Da 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 da.
Kyle's News.
Right, okay, yeah.
That wasn't... That, That wasn't a jingle. That was the start of...
Well, you've spoiled it.
That was the start of Wichita Line Man. Glenn Campbell, anyone?
That once again, Daryl bringing references that nobody else ever knows.
Yeah. If anyone out there knows the start of Wichita Line Man by Glenn Campbell, answers on a postcard.
Literally no one is going to do that.
We'll do the jingle again.
Do the jingle. Da-da-da-da.
Kyle's News.
Now, I must say, Kyle's News got a bit of bad press.
Right.
One tweet which said it was rubbish, or sarcastically put, can we have more, please? So, to you, sir, kiss my arse.
Right.
Right. So, that's our only listener.
Is this the news, or
is
this the feedback?
No, that's just me being bitter.
Okay.
Kyle's News, ready?
Yep.
War between Ukraine and Russia. Something happened. Moving on.
Right.
We've glossed over that a bit.
The
whole world is, really.
Big country.
My favourite part is that Putin has agreed peace.
Are you stealing my news?
No, I'm just chipping.
He's actually interesting facts.
Oh, sorry. No.
Go on. Chip in.
Putin has agreed a ceasefire and peace with Ukraine.
Right.
He's never actually said he's at war with them. How does that work?
Right, Daryl, this isn't news night.
No, that's interesting.
Right.
It's very scary, though, isn't it? Oh, God.
Keep going, Cam.
I think I'm going to be drafted into the army by next month. Right, next on the news is Jennifer's tits. So that's a reference to Jennifer Lawrence and her nudie pictures.
Right.
I, for one, I'm going to put this right out there right now. I'm a good guy, and I thought, I'm not going to look at these pictures, because last night it got to about 8:30, and I thought, I'm in the mood of seeing some nuddy pictures. And I thought...
8:30? You don't leave it very late, do you?
Just starting to finish bake off.
Bed at night.
Gets in from work. Right, that's it. I'm ready.
I've been talking to that Julie down on Switchboard all day. That tartan knee-length skirt she wears, that time.
Oh, Switchboard. Like she's smoking 40 a day. So, you need a bit of freshness. And I thought, Jennifer Lawrence is a very fresh-looking lady.
Oh, insert Febreze advert. Yeah.
But I decided, you know what? She doesn't want me looking at her body, and I didn't do it. And I respected her wishes not to do it. But I know some people around this table are quite the opposite.
You couldn't turn your computer on, could you?
Nope. No, I could. Instead, I just watched X-Men. Because she's Mystique in that, and she is a bit topless.
Oh, so you did look at her, but just not the pictures that.
Yeah, but not in a pervy, sexualized way. Just right. Look, she's dead blue there.
Right. I'm glad you've basically taken what we assume about you and gone, no, not that.
Mm.
Yeah, because we assumed you would have looked at the pictures.
I'm actually an alright guy.
Right. I'm glad you've taken the last minute of the podcast to just make
quickly Bake Off. You wanted to bring up Bake Off.
But what about nuddy pictures of Jonathan Lawrence?
Jonathan.
I am number two in your list, Johnny. Come on.
What do you want to do? Go around the circle and say, did you see them or not?
Yes, Daryl.
No.
Really?
Yes.
All right, fair enough. That's it.
Daryl's on his 512 internet. It was taking ages.
And I got to neck, and then a couple of hours later, it's alone.
You need to listen to more Julie, then you'd have patience. Right, come on, get it up, come on.
Wait. Oh, hang on.
I wanted to talk Bake Off very quickly. Does anyone watch Bake Off?
Yes.
No.
The scandal that beat out Custard Gate and was ice cream.
Which is, I think Ian said himself, hashtag Bincident.
Bincident? Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of, but go on.
Well, I don't really care for Ian anyway. He was a hipster git, so...
I think his beard was a bit too much. I think it was a bit like that bird's nest. Look, go on, I'm interrupting.
Sorry, 14 minutes. Yet do I fear thy nature? It's too full of milk of human kindness to catch the nearest way. And there is your promised Shakespeare gab from the start of the podcast.
Wow, we'd all forgotten about that.
So back to Jennifer's tits.
Right. Have you got a picture or something? Is that what you're showing us?
No. It's just...
They are apparently cracking down on everyone who promotes it in any way, shape or form.
Oh, okay. Well, so, we're not doing that.
No, to round off his podcast, we
don't endorse pictures of Jennifer's boobs. Yeah. We think she's
what about the other 100 celebrities he might release?
Rihanna, fine.
Rihanna gets them out. Lady Gaga was on there. She gets them out all the time.
Yeah. Right. So list, it's okay if they get them out to look at them again.
Just, yeah.
It's probably good for the publicity anyway.
It's a bit boring though, isn't it, if you've already seen them?
Yeah, I think I find boobs, you know. I've
watched X-Men 3 times, actually.
Right, that's about all we've got time for this edition of the Antics Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back soon. I've been Gav.
Ash.
Daryl.
Kyle.
Johnny.
Woohoo! We'll see you again soon.
Bye.